year. All the ladies say ho. All the hoes say
ho,
say ha,
ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. Here we go. A-Town. C-Fo. Cut Master Swift down your soda. Shouting. What's up? Solutions left but on by. Trying to block my shine just ain't gon' happen, so don't try.
Why?
Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. Ain't getting hit up after hit. This 10-minute shit is so legit. I came equipped like a prophylactic, now they riding dick. Like silent on these suckers out here trying to body bitch. Now they rich, try to convince everybody to trick off. But a true boss to pay the cost, to giving away them draws. Words to the brown, Jane, see some chicken chow, man. Many, man, you done say the silly things. And the fella ain't a thing. Why you cuffed and claim the dang? Hey, my main thing, got my last name. Yeah,
coming out the lounge, fucking with the hell. Gucci man, so I'm Gucci down. She got on Chanel. In the pit, holding stupid kush like I'm in a rush. In the club with a half a pound, I need picking price. Don't sleep.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, listeners? This is 100 Proof Radio, episode 25. Shaki and GL blessing y'all one more time with our presence.
Yes, 25 reasons to listen to this show. Rule number one, because I'm on it and Shaki on. But anyway, how y'all doing? Today is Sunday, July, it is March the something. What day is it?
26.
One of them days. My damn team playing right now.
I know. Normally we, I'm waiting on GL to start talking on the show because we sitting here listening to Gucci, man. Couldn't find him, man. He in the back watching the basketball game on big screen.
I know, man. My fucking team losing. I'm pissed. Ah, fuck. So, fuck all you Duke fans. Fuck all y'all. I just don't know what to say. Shit pissed me off. We lose. Anyway, how y'all doing out here? First of all, we're going to give you this number. First off, real. 215-383-5878. So, you feel free to want to call and talk about anything. From old episodes, anything, you got a beef for the motherfucker, anything you just want to get off your chest, this is radio station that you need to call and log in. Don't you think so?
Yeah, of course. Fight night tonight. Call in and we'll make up fight night. You got beef with somebody, why not? I ain't got nothing to do.
Yeah.
We still got some daylight out there. I'll go out fight night. Why not?
You don't got you
ain't about barbecuing today.
Well, I just love a barbecue.
Did you?
Went out with my boy Jay House.
He sure didn't invite my ass.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for that.
Went out with Jay House. They got a fucking you know he rich. He got a fucking moonlight in his house.
Moonlight? What the fuck is that?
Exactly.
I can't even fathom that. A moonlight.
A starlight in his house. Whatever it's called. His whole roof made of glass.
Oh.
I said, damn.
The moonlight.
You know when you go, hey, you know, hey, let me tell you know when folks got money when they say, hey, man, take your shoes off when you come in the house, man.
No, you know they got money when they say take your shoes off, you actually do because you do feel bad.
Yeah.
Because somebody try to take your shoe off and it's roaches run around.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I need these. Protection.
I know. You know,
give
me a hippie Jesus.
They're
going to give me
calluses
on my
feet. Yeah, you know what? Let me go and take my shoes off, man. But, it'd be like that sometimes. Yeah, man. How was your weekend? Because you know when Sunday comes, your weekend over.
No. Ain't that the shit?
It's over.
Man, when Sunday hit, you wake up and be like, man, what happened to Saturday? Saturday, I didn't work. So the Postman Chronicles happened to come for Friday. This is the first time in a long time that didn't nobody bother me at work, man. It was just me and a squirrel. I did see two squirrels fucking. I wrote that on Facebook. And it's the ultimate nut. He bust the ultimate nut. Like, I didn't know that squirrels really fuck like we fuck. He had a limb leg, pit back tail in the air. All the way, I said, they ain't letting that squirrel have it. Going fast ahead. Because one night you just seen a squirrel. Don't they move funny?
Yeah, yeah.
They move like they stole something. Gotta go. Gotta move. And he was fucking the hell out of mama's squirrel. Laying nut right across her chest.
It
oodles and noodles everywhere. And you know, and they nut great. Did you know that?
Nah,
man,
paying attention to those squirrels, man.
Am I wrong for watching the whole segment?
Hell yeah, you're wrong as hell.
I'm finished.
Beast out of here.
I said, tell her ass up.
I remember you and TJ got to my porn stash one time when we was younger.
Yeah.
Y'all got my porn stash. And you see, I was clowning. Y'all was like, that dude, like some dude was banging a chick. And they said, damn, that nigga got a horsey. Yeah, I used to walk by and say, horsey. You remember that? You probably don't remember that, dude.
That was a long time ago, man. That was a long time ago.
That porn tape that said Dragon Ball Z on there.
Yeah.
Right.
The real Dragon Ball.
Exactly. Oh, man, what's been going on in the world, man? Trying to watch. I'm going to say, NBA is a little different now than when we were watching. But, dude, what's the name? Devin Booker.
Devin Booker.
Played for the Phoenix Suns. That dude dropped 70 points.
70. And they lost.
Why
you didn't tell me, since we on the NBA, that Will Chamberlain, when he scored that 100 points, they lost?
Because I didn't know.
You didn't know they lost? I thought they won that game.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they lost that game that they ended up. I said, that's horrible. How the fuck you score 100 points and lose?
I don't know, man. That's how you get to 100 points. That's the reason why I make it so weird when Kobe scored 81 that they won the game, because they would have, I mean, normally if you scoring like that and they beating the hell out of you, you supposed to knock his ass out.
Yeah.
Hell, Devin Booker should have had 80 points because they wouldn't win it no way.
No, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? You let them, hey, what they say all the time, if you know anything about basketball, we finna let somebody else beat us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let them score all they want. They ain't gonna win.
No, they ain't.
And that's what happened. So he had his name on the list with a lot of, you know, people that's gonna be in the Hall of Fame and score 60 plus points, man. There's a lot of people on the list. Can you name five people that scored 60 or better?
Allen Iverson, Kobe Bryant, Tracy McGrady, Shaq and Will Chamberlain.
Shaq scored right at 60.
Yeah. 60 on that one.
Yeah. On their birthday.
And Shaq. So that's my five.
There's a lot of people. There's a few people scored 70. I know a few people scored 70.
Who else scored 70?
Well, now Devin just scored 70. Dave Robson scored 71 points.
Really?
Dave Robson.
I ain't know that. He can't even fucking shoot.
Yeah, he could. It mid-range. He it's weird how the game didn't change. Basically, Dave Robson was... His shooting was about the same as Chris Bosh, as far as shooting goes.
Yeah, I got you.
But at the same time, he had defense like fucking Dwight Howard defense.
Yeah, young Dwight Howard.
Young Dwight Howard.
Don't say Dwight Howard now. I seen that motherfucker on the bench passing other motherfuckers.
People: Elgin Baylor, Darren Robinson, Devin Booker, Kobe, Will Chamberlain, and I feel like it's one more person I'm forgetting to score 70.
Oh, damn.
That's okay. I'm sure they got paid.
Yeah.
So, keep staying on the basketball tip. Lonzo Ball's dad,
Lamar Ball.
They've been talking about it all on sports for the past 2-3 weeks, and I ain't really wanting to talk about it. So, we're going to do a different little angle on it. Basically, for the female listeners who don't know who he is, can you explain to them who he is, GL?
It's this bald head dude. Who we talking about? The son, or we talking about the dad?
The dad.
The dad is just this dude. I don't know how he made to get on TV, because his son played for UCLA, and he keeps saying his son's the best. Don't he got another son that
he got three sons total. All of them about the same age. One about to go to, all of them said they committed to playing for UCLA. His older son, Lonzo, they just lost.
Did he declare for the draft?
He declared for the draft right after the game.
Okay.
So he finna get out of there, and he got another son coming in, And then I think another year or two after that, he got another son coming in too. But basically what he's been doing is just talking a whole bunch of shit about his kids, saying they great, you know, said his oldest son, Alonzo, is better than Steph Curry. You know what I'm saying?
Now he needs to fucking shoot himself in the neck.
So he put a lot of pressure on his kids to be that good. Does that mean, you know, he just got confidence in his kids? Or is he talking too much?
He talking too fucking much. Because if the kid ain't saying it, you shouldn't say it. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? You don't. Your daddy to this day still can't speak to you, Shaw.
No.
He can't. You don't want him to. But that, put, you know, you ain't nothing like some pressure, some unwanted pressure. It's already hard enough that we just lost to the number one team. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Like, it's hard enough. I don't want nobody else talking to me about it or whatever. Like, so, no. Nah,
so, he hiking his kids up. You think that's different than Serena and Venus' dad? You do the same thing when they were kids?
But that was the best then, though. Your
that was the best then when they first came out? All they doing, all he doing is saying his son gonna be the best. He kind of saying his son already the best.
He's already saying, it's a difference. They were just like, yeah, my daughter's gonna be, he on TV super, like, going crazy. You get what I'm saying? Even when Tiger Woods' daddy was saying he was the best, Tiger Woods had won their PGA. It's a difference. If you just
so basically, they waited to say it.
Yeah. You got, they let him win, then he should start, if they won a championship, then when you come out and you start talking shit.
Right.
Don't fucking talk no shit. But I got homeboys, now they got kids. That's what they fucking 5-year-old.
Gonna be somebody.
He in the neck, LeBron James. Let them tell. Man, he's playing against white boys. You get what I'm saying? Don't you hate them people that put the kids in and sign them up and put their ass out here at Academy High? They don't go play Johnson and Lee.
No.
They playing fucking, you know what I mean. You get what I'm saying? They playing against white boys. That's why Will Chamberlain records don't mean shit
like,
to me.
Like how Will Smith was Bel-Air prep when they was going against, you know, going against the all those white
people. Yeah.
You don't remember that day.
On the first time of my life.
Yeah.
He had the yellow walking line. He was tearing their ass up. killing them. But yeah, that's crazy.
I had that whole piece of candy. It's all sugar. That's all it was.
He high. Sugar high.
But, I don't know, Lonzo. Did you watch him play?
Yeah, I watched him. He's good. But I didn't see none. Like, I'm going to steal your line from you.
Sure.
The last great college player I seen was Kevin Durant.
I agree. There's been some good ones. The last great one when they couldn't do nothing with him was Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Before that was Melo.
Yeah. Melo. You're right.
They couldn't do nothing.
Melo was five.
Not saying that ain't nobody been good and came out because, you know, Kyrie Irving was good in college. But
he played 11 games.
He just wasn't dominant.
He played 11 games. You can't. Shout out to the Cavaliers for picking him. I ain't picking nobody who only played 11 games.
They took a chance. They had to. All right, moving on. We still got one more sports thing to talk about before we get to some other stuff. Kaepernick. They blackballed him out the league, ain't they?
Let the people know who Kaepernick is. Just female.
Colin Kaepernick, quarterback. Well, he was the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. And he was the dude that took the knee during the national anthem. He was protesting. And the way that the white people say we're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, silent protest, no, nonviolent. And they've been telling him a new asshole ever since he did.
Yeah, they won't give him a job.
This dude.
And he can play.
They say disrespecting the flag and all that. You know what I mean? I don't know how deep to get into it, but they kind of been disrespecting us since the 1600s.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know how we're going to. That's all another story. Basically, they try to say that it's because he ain't play good. Yeah, true enough, he ain't the best quarterback in the league, but there's some people that he deserve a job instead of.
Blaine Gabbert for the Jags? So the person not Blaine Gabbert played for the San Francisco. You bet him. And he's sorry.
So, you know what I'm saying? This dude donating money to Meals on Wheels. That's a program that Republicans cutting out.
They get rid of Meals on Wheels.
Get rid of it.
For real?
Yeah, dead ass serious.
Ah, man.
He donated another $1 million to charity for something. I think I should have wrote it all down, but he just donated another $1 million to charity. And
Meals on Wheels go up. They fed me plenty of times, goddamn. You ever ate the mission?
Nah, I ain't never ate the mission, man.
Well, let you know you got mine. I ate at the mission. And my cousin C not listening to me. He ain't never ate that, but I done rolled my Uncle Jesse eating that hot macaroni and cheese with the real fake cheese on. I ate that bitch before.
So he protested the right way, and he still can't. You know, they acting like it's too much for him, you know, to be in the league. Like, he caused too much controversy. And they're trying to be funny. They're trying to say it's because he ain't playing too high. I mean, no, he's not the best in the league, but this dude deserves a job.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
But let me ask you something. Is he wrong for saying now? He said now, okay, he'll stand up. He's saying he will.
Well, because he has generated, you know, interest and awareness of what's going on. So he did what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I hate that more people didn't stand by him. Some people did, but, I mean, and, you know, you ain't finna, it's plenty of people who ain't gonna stand to do it with him.
Yeah, yeah. Cause you know what I'm ready
to
see?
Might want to lose their money.
Since we on sports, I'm ready to see his old Tom Brady gonna go. Is Tom Brady gonna go to the White House this time? Cause you know last time they won, Obama's in there. Did you know he didn't go?
Yeah, I knew that.
So you think he gonna go this time?
I don't know. Probably.
That's horrible if he do right. And hey, I'm a Patriots fan.
They do what they want to do, right? All right. So moving on, man. You heard the Kendrick Lamar song, new song everybody buzzing about, the Heart for.
Yeah.
Let's say you're talking about Drake or Big Sean. What'd you think about the song in general?
First of all, the song was good. The song was good. And I think he was talking about... I ain't gonna lie. I don't fucking know who he was talking about. But 3 weeks ago, me and you citizens said, when you beef with somebody, you say they fucking name.
True.
So, as of now, to me, he ain't talking about no goddamn body. Because you a sucker for not saying who you talking about. Remy Ma just did a whole fucking song and let you know who she talking about. She did not say, well, you knew she wasn't talking about the brat or Lil Kim. She's that nigga for Nas and Nas.
So, after this question, is Kendrick Lamar the most underrated? He a major label artist, right?
Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah.
He's major
label.
Yes.
Is he not the most underrated? Like, don't it seem like he's still underground?
Not to me.
Him, J. Cole sold a million records. I ain't never seen one of his videos. J. Cole sold a million albums. And I ain't never seen one of his videos. Never.
That's because Jay-Z keeping all his money.
He ain't got his budget $2, ain't it?
His budget is a nickel. His budget is a nickel.
So, Kendrick was talking about, I think he's talking about Drake, man. That one line, at least when he's talking about Jay-Z, for whatever reason, I guess Kendrick felt like he needed to say something about Drake comparing himself to Jay-Z all the time. So is Drake on Jay-Z level in any form? He hotter than Jay-Z right now, but that's about it, right? Well, I'm going to let you answer. I ain't going to ask for you.
Okay, me personally, he's on Jay-Z level when it comes to rapping. But if we're going to talk about money and women and accolades, no.
So Jay-Z's a Hall of Famer, right?
It goes Tupac, Jay-Z, then Big. Somebody gonna disagree with it.
Jay-Z got more
clout than Biggie Smalls.
He got his resume is longer.
Resume is longer.
That's the difference.
And Tupac resume long because he made so many more fucking CDs after he was fucking dead. You know what I'm saying? Like, he died and his music, not saying Biggie Smalls don't live on, but you get what I'm saying? Like, the shit that he fucking goddamn do, Tupac is number one, Jay-Z number two, then it's Biggie Smalls three.
One of our people in the chat just said they didn't even know that anybody played music videos anymore. Said BET don't even play on them. I just thought about it. They canceled 106 and Park a long time ago.
Yeah, it's been gone for
years.
They
probably don't play videos. What do you find videos now? World Star Hip Hop?
Vivo. Ain't that what it's called?
I guess, but it ain't no video show no more.
Well, see, I used to have cable.
you still got cable.
But you know what I'm saying? Channel 142.
Oh, just like the MTV Jam channel.
Yeah, that's it.
That's about the only place they play videos.
That's it.
Dang. But I didn't know. I wouldn't even know. I don't even watch BET no more. I stopped watching BET when they took the news off. When you can't have black news on BET. That's when I stopped watching it.
Whew. I ain't gonna lie, listeners. I am into this fucking game. I am sorry.
All right, so moving on from that, you see Because at first I read the article, and I thought it was Russell Wilson's best friend, who's a woman, who's sitting on his lap. But apparently it was Sierra, his wife's best friend, who was sitting on his lap. So they took a picture together and everything.
And she, well, okay, was she sitting on his, like, kneecap lap? Was
it like Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
So she felt a little bit of that meat.
Yeah.
Woo!
So how cool do you got to be to let your best friend do that, who's the opposite sex? On TV, I mean, like, how cool do you got to be?
Sharky, me and you 10 times, cuz. My bitch can't sit in your lap, dog. I don't give a fuck if y'all getting ready to shoot for a Tyler Perry movie. So let me ask you.
Just practicing for the role. Try to get the role right.
We trying to get the role right. She over there jiggling her ass in your lap. I don't give a damn if she's sitting in. Because at the end of the day, she's a woman and a man. Now she can't sit in your lap and take no picture.
So, but okay, I agree with you. But I always try to find the exception to the rule. Russell Wilson was celibate to the point where he didn't even have sex with his wife before they got married.
Man ain't lying. He was fucking that bitch. That was for TV purposes.
I don't believe that. I'm going to say he's lame because I don't know the guy personally. But it's I believe him. He seemed like that type, man.
Hey. A lot of people seem like
I can be wrong. I'm not saying that
I never would have thought Ray Rice would have punched a bitch either.
Gold drag. Fatality. But, you don't think so? He don't get no pass, Russell Wilson. As a friend, you shouldn't want to do that.
Yeah.
If that's your chick, like, why would she even, both of them know they wrong in that situation.
Yeah.
Even how cool they is on the strength of, and I know nowadays everybody's like, oh, don't care what everybody thinks, blah, blah, blah. But you know people going to say something about that. Why would you even want to embarrass somebody like that?
But this the same woman that got in, took a picture butt naked with another man's son, and that ain't his son.
That's true.
This the same. I don't even think we ever finished talking about that.
We probably didn't.
Did I ever ask you that? Did you see that shit?
I seen it. Yeah, the show off, man. I like to cut it off.
Oh, man.
They going overtime, bro. Is that buzzer beater?
Yes!
I'm doing the show by myself. Yeah, you watching this.
That's that one, boy. Give it there. This is my shot. I can do what I want to. Shout out to North Carolina, goddammit. Good shot, white boy. Damn, okay, let's get this shit crunk.
You so stupid, man.
I was nervous. I've been sitting over there. I couldn't stop watching. Damn.
So, anyways, they did this shit on national, you know, it's on wax. You can see it. Some people have some explaining to do.
What happened if you come over here and you see your old lady sitting in my lap? And I say, and the photographer's here. We did it on camera, though.
Man, I'm going to feel some type of way on both sides. Like, both y'all know what's what.
Who you mad at, me or her?
I'm mad at her because you always check your chick before you check the dude because he can only do what she left.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I was taught that when I was real young.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, if you're mad, you're heating the moment, you might want to beat up both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But real talk, you know what I'm saying? He can only do what she likes. She's supposed to curb the hell out of him at all times.
You can't sit on his meat.
But nowadays, people don't even do nothing, man. They just get, you see it, okay.
Yeah.
And you go find somebody else to do it with that quick.
Yeah.
Don't even break up no more.
Nope.
You just go do it with somebody else.
It's crazy.
This generation is different, man. They on some different shit. She walk in and see that shit, she going to call Future the same night.
Yep.
And stay married, all that stuff. Oh, well.
You did it.
I guess you're going to do tit for tat, huh?
Yeah.
Ain't that the shit?
That's
the shit. Hey, answer this question. Be real with you. I ain't asking who said it because it don't matter. Has anybody ever said, I guess you're trying to do tit for tat?
Yeah.
Ain't that the shit right there? Whenever somebody do some shit to you and you feel some type of way about it.
Yeah.
I guess you're doing tit for tat.
Yep. They didn't tell me that part. Yep.
So you can't even defend yourself.
Mm-mm.
Can't do it. I had a chick tell me one time, oh, you can't do what I do.
Damn.
Dead ass told me that. This was some years ago a girl told me that.
You can't do what I do. That sounds like some shit my mom would say.
She is, hey, man. I hope she listens so you can call in and say and call me a liar. You know you said it. I texted and told you this to the show today. So, anyways, moving on to our first, you got anything to say about that, Jim?
I ain't got shit to say, but the North Carolina Tar Heels is going to the Final Four. Woo!
I hope they fucking leave.
Oh, man, you just, who are you? Who you like?
I won't go for nobody. I'm just fucking with you.
Oh, damn.
I'm gonna, I hope they lose. I hope they lose so we can do our damn show without interruption. There we go. But, let me shoot y'all that number before we get into the first topic for today. Number is 215-383-5878. And the first thing we're going to tackle today is the top five things guys look for in a girl. We're going to do one as far as when you're, in a, when you're looking for somebody to be with, and then top five of when you're just trying to smash.
Okay.
And one that's going to be real short.
Okay.
All right, Jill, I ain't doing it in order, but first thing that I say guys look for, because we superficial, I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
We trying to see what you look like. You look, we superficial. If you got,
are we going with them or we fucking them first?
Oh, we doing the go with first.
Okay.
It you know, your looks get you in the door. Your personality keep you there.
Yeah. Okay.
So if it's sundress season and we see that ass bouncing up and down, we gonna try to talk to you.
Yeah.
So that's gonna get you there.
Mm-hmm.
What you look like physically. Then we said this is for going for. So that's one. Number two is your background. Because we're going to do a little research. Maybe not as much as girls do. But we're going to do... Our research ain't as extensive as y'all's. Our research is she a hoe and is she burning folks?
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And is we kin?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's about
sometimes
it.
Sometimes that don't matter.
I already know people. I ain't going to get into it.
Yeah, I know.
But, background. That's number two. I'm going to drop that.
Yeah.
And three, is if they independent? Do they make their own money? How much we gonna have to come out of pocket for?
Mm-hmm.
Four, how many kids? We look into that. And last, we might worry about if you can cook or something a little bit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's your five.
That's my five off top of my head.
Off top of my head, my first thing that I'm looking for before I even go with you, first of all, hands down number one is how you look. I don't give a damn. It's how you look. I don't give a fuck. What kind of attitude problem you got? Bitch, how you look? That's number one.
Because if you look good enough, we deal a lot more.
I can deal with a lot more when you look better.
If you look like Baraka, then you can't breathe wrong or you're out of here.
Yeah, you're wrong. Motherfucker, you blink twice in 30 seconds? Get out.
But if you looking like Halle Berry or Megan Good or whatever your type is,
yeah.
You know, you can walk in with a limp,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, and your credit can be a three.
Yeah.
And we still give you a shot.
Yeah. So that's number one what I look at. As I got older, my number two is what kind of money she got.
So independent.
If
she don't need you.
Oh, first of all, money. I don't give a fuck if she independent. I'm talking about is you selling dope? Is you doing hair? Is you some? You got to have money. You know what I'm saying? That, because I came from a broke relationship. Let me tell you something. That's some hurtful shit. That's some hurtful shit when you're paying a whole bunch of shit. Like, it fucking sucks. And I told myself, I wasn't doing that no more.
Yeah, I one of my homeboys can vouch for me. We joke about it all the time. I say, you know, if she look good enough and you care something about her, not only you'll give her your lash, you'll give her somebody else's lash.
Yeah, you go.
I holler at GL. GL say he got $10. Man, let me get that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me get that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to. Do whatever she needs $10, so I'd borrow from him.
Yeah. Number three for me, I said, you gotta look good, you gotta have money, and for three, the kids count. That's number three for me.
That's number three for you.
That's number three. If you got more than three kids, I'm not gonna take you serious. I can't even say that. That's a lie. It depends on if your kids grown or not. I can't do it with three little kids.
Changing diapers.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? Like, they got to be, man, hell, they, you know, because I like older women. You can be 40, 45, and I go with you. You can have three kids. If they're 21 and old, I don't give a fuck. I'm fine. You know what I'm saying? We cool. They can't be three Baby, baby. Number four, anyway, is they how close is she to her friends? Is she one of them bitches that do every single thing her friend tell her to do?
That's a major one.
That's major.
That should have been on my list.
That's major. Because you got some certain bitches that they act like, well, Kiara going to the grocery store and going to the club afterwards, I got to go too.
That's
no,
major.
That's major. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I really ain't got no fifth one. And the fifth one smell good.
She smell good.
She got to smell good. Because my cousin C not to tell you this is that back in the day, I was going to smash this bitch. I did the finger test. You know, every man do the finger test.
Right.
I fingered a girl, and it smelled like catfish, and I put it to her nose. And I said, look at this. Bitch, you trying to kill me. And he was like, I would have did it anyway. I said, hell no, do it anyway. Hell no. That's one of my big things. I'm like, you got to smell good. I can do a lot of shit, but the funk
is... Girls just don't smell good like they used to, man. Remember what... I think... people are so trendy. When something get played out, they just don't even do it no more. Remember when every bitch used to smell like love spell?
And it still smell good.
Yeah, but I guess it got played out. Like, I'd rather you smell like here because every girl wore that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But it smells good. It still smells good.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when, I'm a little older than you, remember when Curve was the fucking shit?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I remember when you motherfuckers just tell you still smell good. Like, oh, everybody wear Curve. Well, don't it smell good? Like, everybody wear it for
a damn
reason.
My brother beat me up over Cool Water. And Cool Water funky. I ain't no Cool Water stink till I got grown.
Oh, I ain't never had no Cool Water.
It stink.
Man.
Don't smell it now. This ain't the same shit. This poison.
All right, Jill. That was your five. That was my, hey, any fellas want to call in and say what your top five things is you're looking for a chick you trying to talk to, like me trying to talk to for real.
Hey, ladies, if it's... Tell me your top five things
you look for in a dude.
That you look for in a guy. I will be shocked and want to know.
Write your list down and call us before the show over and tell us. We don't care. We'll go back to it.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. The top five things we looking for in a girl if we just trying to smash.
Number one, as long as she got a pussy. That's it.
Ain't no two, no three.
If
no
I'm just trying to get a nut and it's late, and you look like you'd have been shocked and tased, and that pussy smell good, and I ain't had no nothing a long time, I fuck you. Fat, black, ugly, skinny. Let me tell you something. I done hear a bitch that was so skinny, you can see the words coming out her throat when she talk. You see a whole conversation coming out of her mouth. The end.
My list is, you're going to think it's crazy. My list is actually about the same as yours. What she look like, and maybe, you know, just to make sure she ain't like the ex or somebody's, you know, somebody's ex.
Oh, she is somebody.
That's about it. You know what I'm saying? Because I got a little bit of loyalty to people. You know, they don't have it for me, but it be like that sometimes.
I'm fucking all y'all exes because you'll fuck mine.
They probably will. So, guys don't care. A lot of us nasty when it comes to that. So, yeah, I hope y'all ain't surprised that that list is short.
Yeah, I
hope you're not surprised.
If I'm done with them, like, shit. If she gonna let you fuck anyway, let me fuck.
And you notice that the background didn't count this time.
No.
The background was not valid for just fucking.
I don't care. You got 30 kids. I still don't mean that pussy.
We ain't asking about, you know, I'll strap up, but you got some that don't even care.
Yeah.
They hear you burning. They still running it.
They still running. I'm chopped out that clinic.
This is, hey, hold on a second. We'll get to that part. Real talk. I got a homeboy, you know, this stocks up on penicillin pills.
Yeah.
And just goes raw.
Yeah.
Stocks up on penicillin pills and goes raw.
I'm gonna tell you something else was going on in Huntsville that you ain't paying no attention to.
What's that?
When you drive down University, you see a whole bunch of syphilis signs.
Yeah, I heard about that. It's an outbreak.
Yeah.
It's an outbreak in Huntsville of syphilis.
Yeah, it is. It's bad. And a lot of people don't wanna say it, but I know a dude right now. I delivered his mail on Bonnell. This man said he give bitches Percocets. He said, man, I done burned two girls and gave them Percocets and come to penicillin.
What? That's crazy.
He know he burned them. You get what I'm saying? So he like, I got to get them clean so I can keep fucking around. He lied telling his Percocets, but it's really penicillin.
That's why I didn't understand what you were saying. He done burnt them.
Yeah, he done burnt
them. Told him it was some bars.
Yeah.
And it's really penicillin pills, so he keep fucking raw.
So he keep fucking raw.
Hey, I done heard it all right there. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's he told that on money.
That's the hot. And you didn't put that on. I'm glad you said that for the damn Chronicles, the Postman Chronicles.
Yeah, I forgot about it. That was good.
Hell
man, no. I burnt these two hoes, man. This is exactly what he said. Burnt these two hoes. Gay they ass goddamn, they think they taking Percocets. I gave they ass penicillin pills to clean them up.
Damn.
I said, so you ain't gonna put no condom on? Hell no. I said, man, you crazy.
So tell them, what's that story about that Todd the Clinical story, man, that we ran up on old boy?
What did he say, man? I said, what's up?
True story, y'all.
I was like, what's up with you? His name started with a C. What's up, C? We just gonna call him C. What's up, man? I said, how you doing? Man, I can do better if I stay up by that goddamn clinic. What'd he say? I can't keep on swallowing all these penicillin pills if I can stay out that damn clinic.
And he said, his words were like, I can't stay out. I can't quit doing it. Like, how the hell can you not? How the hell can you being burnt don't make you stop?
I don't know.
We're a different breed, GL. We don't get down like that.
Hey, I'm the king. Look. I'm married, and I still use condoms.
But seriously, though, man, like, I ain't never. He said it like he didn't have no shame, no nothing. He's just like, if I can stay at that damn clinic, I'll be all right.
I don't even trust my hands.
Like, come on, man. Like, you don't care that you keep getting burnt?
Don't give a damn.
Hey, y'all, ladies, man, it's niggas out there like that.
Just trying to ruin you and burn you up.
I hate to say it, y'all. It ain't all of us, but they out there.
It's more than you think.
I know he wasn't talking to no female, and he was just talking to some people he thought was his homeboy. I lost a lot of respect for him.
Me too.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Hey, GL, you don't think I'm lying? I ain't talked to him since that day.
I ain't seen him no more.
And that was a couple years ago.
He's the reason why them damn billboards up.
He might be.
And he had a lot of money because he sold drugs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, moving on to the next one. Where we at, GL?
Until when you go, bro.
What I got next? Since we already, all right, since we decided what it takes, what we're looking for. So, when you go from talking to officially together, how do you know? How do you know when y'all together? When y'all official? Like you meet them and y'all DMing and you texting. When do you know you're in the next level? Is it like because now y'all officially said, well, GL, will you be my boyfriend? Because, you know, we don't do it like
we
that.
We don't.
So how do you know when y'all go together?
You know you go with a person. Let me tell y'all something. First and foremost, you know you go with a motherfucker when you get around that motherfucker and you put your phone on side. You will. Because you're scared. Because when you don't give a damn, you get what I'm saying? Like
Face up.
Ring. Screen lit. People got their own ringtone.
Hey, picture still on it.
Picture still pop up when a motherfucker call because you don't care. When you with them, phone flipped off. Stop. Battery die. Phone off. I'm finna get in this house to come cut this phone off. I'll holler at you. I had homeboys in there cut the phone. Cut their phone off. Not silence it. Cut it off.
So, I agree with what you said. My experience, I think you realize you're official is when you realize you're caught some kind of feelings. And you realize you catch feelings when you first you find out that if you care, just talk to somebody else, then you got feelings.
Because
at first you don't care if you fuck somebody else. Hell, we talked about before your show, your homeboy, the news.
Yeah.
When she send you the ones that's more explicit.
Yeah.
And you just kept them to yourself, and your homeboys can't see them.
Yeah.
You started catching feelings.
Yeah. You in feelings too. When you spend the night over there, and she finally fought. When she finally fought in front of you, y'all in a relationship. And if you ain't with no relationship and she fought in front of you, she ain't shit. Get out of there.
So also, you know, I'm just giving you multiple you know, ways to find out when y'all together or when you get about to be. And this is what happened to me before, too, you know what I'm saying? Because I truly believe ain't nobody out there single. You're talking to somebody.
Yeah.
How serious it is, that's where it comes to play.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's talking to somebody in some form or fashion.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you got a cell phone, somebody texting you. You know what I'm saying?
Like they're texting you right now.
Yeah. So, anywho, whenever your roster start dwindling down.
Yeah.
You start off with how many people you got, and then that one girl, you stop answering the phone for everybody else, and you send everybody the voicemail. You ain't texting back as fast.
Yeah.
When you go from six girls to about two, and then you realize you ain't talking but one.
Yeah.
That's about to be your girlfriend.
That's your girlfriend, because you start off about five. You got your point guard. You got your sim, and the rest of them playmakers. You got the girl you want to smoke some weed with. You got the girl you want to be with. You got your little fuck friends. All that good shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, you got that. Let me see.
From talking, and when you talk, when you're talking, let me tell you something. If ladies, if a guy talking to you longer than 3 months, he want to go with you anyway.
I mean, it depends. Is he taking you out on dates, or is he Netflix and chilling you? Because y'all ain't gonna never go together if you're doing Netflix and chill.
If he's spending money on you more than 3 months,
and that's if he's spending money on you
more than 3 months, he want to go with you. He want to talk to you.
If he's spending money before the pussy, and he's still spending money after the pussy, he
wants you.
If he stops spending money, time he to tap that ass. Congratulations, you played yourself.
You played it. You made Don't Give Her Today. Now let's just bread just that long.
Yeah, you know you got some folks that got money. Don't give a damn.
Yeah, we talking about average Joe.
Yeah, exactly. The one that if y'all go out to Cajun Steam and he starts sweating when you order more than two drinks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you go to Cajun Steam again after he done fucked you, you might got somebody to want to do something. You might like it.
You might want to keep him around. Because I can't never just remember myself. I count myself as being in two real relationships my whole life. And out of all you other motherfuckers that I just smashed, I'm sorry. But they call into the show if I'm lying. I ain't never just took a motherfucker out. You know what I'm saying? Just on the regular. And I ain't goddamn trying to go with you. That's true.
So, Gio, do you have to say it? Can you text it if y'all official? Do you have to say it before y'all be official?
Yeah, you gotta kind of say it, cause women, they the king. Well, you didn't say we went together, so I let ride and they come over. They do that worse. They do that worse than me and you. They the king of that. A woman to tell you that. Well, you didn't ever say.
So. True story, too, man. I'll tell you something that'll derail you if you're liking somebody and you find out, you know, okay, this is on subject, but it's a little off a little bit. So if you're in the talking stage, what can they do? What is expected of you during the talking stage before y'all get together? The example being this girl, and I know I told you about it before, GF. This girl I was talking to, I'm still in there. We getting along great. You know what I'm saying? And I actually liked the chick. And, you know, she had a baby daddy. I guess she's having baby daddy problems, but I've met her already.
Yeah.
So I've been talking to her about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I had her master or not. I probably did. I'm not exactly sure. It's been a long time. I think I did. So we was fucking around. So she, her baby daddy, you know, we didn't live together, nothing like that. So she would go home or whatever. And I guess she still got to deal with her baby daddy, who she wasn't with, I guess. And he put hands on him, beat up.
I'll do that.
So, if we just talking, we've been here 3 weeks. Is that my problem? Am I supposed to help her?
You can't help her. You can't.
Somebody call and tell me I was wrong. That was a red flag to me. I said, damn. I've been with you 3 weeks, and you better have me fighting somebody. I don't even know what you did to him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, am I responsible for helping her fight? I mean, that don't mean I'm weak. I just don't know if that's my part. I mean, we've been together for a while.
Y'all just fucking.
If we wasn't official, we was just fucking around.
Yeah.
And I mean, I liked it, but I let that be the red flag. And, you know, we never survived after that. I ain't gonna lie, I started acting funny. When she called me, I said, I'm trying to find out if I'm gonna meet at the hospital.
Yeah, yeah. I told you, I said, well, I gotta leave her alone because y'all ain't been talking for 3-4 weeks and you gotta fight baby daddy already?
Am I wrong for being like, yeah, I think I'm straight on you?
Yeah, I couldn't do it either.
Y'all can't tell me I'm wrong. It's too late now, but hell, maybe I can teach somebody else. So when is it I mean, how long y'all got to talk before you start whooping people's ass over?
I'm talking
because I did like the girl.
At least we got to be in a relationship first and foremost.
We got to be official.
We got to be official for you talk. For I'm gonna whoop some baby daddy ass. For me to go beat your baby daddy up, you just to go right back with him.
Hey, there you go. You said something then.
Because
so I done whooped his ass. Now I can't go somewhere without me thinking I'm about to get shot.
And you will.
And now y'all back together.
Exactly.
All right, we got a caller. All right, what's your name and where you from?
This is Kat from Huntsville.
What's up, Kat? What you got to share with us today?
What you were just talking about. I don't think you're wrong for not fighting up for old girl. I don't think y'all was at that point in the relationship.
Go ahead, hold on. Go ahead, Kat.
You said what?
I was telling, I don't think you're wrong.
I said I think just because you interested in her, that'll mean that you got to fight up for her, like, whenever her and her dude ain't right, even though you ain't really claimed her as your chick in the first place.
So how long before I'm expected to help her?
I don't think there's a time frame. If you ain't claiming her, that ain't your problem.
Hey, you said something then, because I always wondered about that, because I felt like I lost a good chick over it, because shortly after me and her split, she cut him off for good. And now she married to some, I ain't finna talk bad about him. I don't know him. She married, I guess she has. I feel like that. You gotta let somebody lose with who they think they winning with.
Yep. You're right. And Kat, while I got you on the phone, I'm gonna take it back a little bit for a quick sec. Tell me.
Okay.
5 things that women look for in a man. Like if you looking to go with a guy, what tell me something that, what you look for. Like, he gotta do this. Or he gotta have this or whatever. Yeah, I'll put you on the spot. That's what I.
My goodness, Gia. Okay. So I guess first off, automatic appearance. Second, I'm gonna need for him to have a job at least.
Does the job matter?
Yeah, the job matter.
So the cat ain't going to Burger King work. This is 100 Proof Radio. If you don't want no Burger King, you
don't
want no Burger King
workers.
I don't want no
Cheryl Crow. I don't know. I mean, whatever you got to do, I ain't going to stunt on you like that. If you make your money, however you getting it. If it's legal, I guess. Keeping it there.
Okay. You got anything else with that? 2 things? You got 2 more? Are you good?
I said beyond that, just like, I think I'd be a decent dude. I mean, I ain't going to go too far in the background because everybody got a story.
True.
Besides that, I personally need a dude with patience, because I'm gonna do some shit and you ain't gonna like it.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. That's keeping it real right there. I'm gonna fuck up a little bit, so nigga wait. That's what I'm talking about.
That's all.
So you just gotta have some money, a job, and let you fuck up a little bit. We gonna be alright.
All right. Excuse the video.
All right, thanks, Kat, for calling. Have a good one.
Thank you for having me. All right, later.
Yep. All right, caller, what's your name? Where you from?
Yo, this is Jason Behan. What's going on, y'all?
Hey, what's up, bro?
What's up, brother?
What you got to share with us today?
I've been a hole so damn long. I can't remember what I was about to say. Yeah, that's a great thing, man. You got folks calling in, man. That's cool. First of all, Shaq, you should have helped that girl. She'd have died that day. Fuck that shit, man. But nah.
Hey, so Jason, I'm wrong, but I mean, yeah, he already put it in he probably already cremated it.
Find no reason for both of us. I might get you up too. Somebody needs to live to tell the story.
Hey, so just because I didn't gotten the pussy, if she'd have called me up and I ain't never seen him. What if you look like Debo?
I mean,
you want some too?
Well,
hey, I don't know if that pussy
worth dying for. I ain't never fucked the pussy, and all the pussies I done fucked not worth dying for. I might take a penicillin shot for it, but I ain't gonna die for it.
Hey, you wouldn't be the only one. I done seen it.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
That's crazy.
So, Everybody's top five as far as things we look for a girl are going to be about the same. But do you got more than one thing on if it's just fucking? You got more than one thing?
The most important thing is that the pussy that she got was that she was born with it. So,
yeah, you're right.
I do a lot of work over in Atlanta, bro. And if I ain't know you before now, you ain't got no baby pictures. We can't do nothing. And then we can do. But my top five. I'm trying to get back to you. You're talking about relationships and when you think you official. I actually had that talk not too long ago. And that's weird. That's the weirdest talk in the world. I thought we need to talk. We need to talk about. Like the talk, like the what are we talk? And I don't know. Like we were just fucking. I don't know if you want to stop doing that or whatever. My top five list for females. I'm with GL on most of it right there. Jobs are important, man. You can't.
Yes.
You ain't got to have the world's greatest job. Because I ain't got the world's greatest job. We can't struggle together, though. Can't do it. The little money I got, I can't support you. I ain't got no kids. That shit, I ain't trying to have none. You grown. You can work. You ain't got to work much. But every 3 seconds, you can't be asking me for money. I can't even do nothing because you asking me for money. So every chick I talk to, they have decent jobs. I mean, you know, you deal with a certain type of chick, man. I think everybody go until you deal with a little pretty chick, ain't got shit going on for herself. Shit, you gonna have them problems. Cause shit, she don't wanna do nothing. So you know, you get your cute chick and be alright. So
get
that's one. Look, nah, I ain't gonna do all that. Yeah, I ain't gonna. No, now I don't like to work out no more. I ain't finna go do workout new. I like to fuck too much. I can't handle big bitch. So job is important. That's not number one. You know, you have to have some type of attraction. I kind of like kind of off-kilter chicks that ain't, you know. So she has to have some type of attraction to me. You know, it's like, damn, she's sexy. So my hit list looks pretty good. You know what I'm saying? So that's good. She got to smell good. That's number one. She got a it was 2017. You shouldn't have to tell a chick she need to say it down and put there. Or, you know, you shouldn't be able to have to do that. That should be number one. I've been told, you can have a little hair, and you know, and it'll fold the smell. This bitch still got the hair. I don't like parsley on my plate. So why the fuck I don't want it on my pussy? but that's about it, man. That's about it on my list. I don't know if I got five. But yeah,
hey,
like I said.
That's cool. Job, pussy, and what that mouth. That's all it matters.
That's all right,
Jamie.
At the end of the day. All right, y'all. All right, good,
man. I appreciate you, man. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. You.
Said he got the penicillin and pills on deck, too, huh? That's what's up, man. Which one we on? Because we kind of took a. We still on. We on the officially talk together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else we had on there or whatever.
Well, yeah, like, officially together, not together, because sometimes, let me tell you something, ladies, sometimes y'all can be going with a dude, and he don't go with you. I done had that happen to me before. Like, I thought we was going together. Anybody ever told you that?
Yeah, definitely.
That's the most weirdest fucked up conversation you can have. Going together? Wait a minute. We going too far.
So, you know, it's funny, you don't necessarily have to agree. Because it'd be different levels. Sometimes you'd be ready to go with them and they don't. And vice versa, this time they ready to go with you and you like, my roster ain't even all the way gone yet.
Yeah.
I'm still talking to other folks. It ain't like you're trying to be disrespectful. It's just that sometimes y'all don't reach that level at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you ain't going to make it there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that sometimes, you thinking that y'all are talking and she's looking at, we finna go together. Like, I mean, and you very well may be about to.
I've been in a situation, I'm man enough to say that I wanted to go with a girl and she won't go with me.
Damn. What was she doing? She was trying to bone you?
Well, no, she didn't gave me the pussy. I wanted to go with her. I done hit her a couple of times and she just, I guess.
She caught feelings.
I caught feelings.
She caught feelings.
No, no, I wanted to go with her. She didn't want to go with me.
Oh, okay. So you got feelings.
I got feelings. The bitch didn't want me.
Come on, Gerald.
It was
I know they have, but I'd like to say it's funny. So I had this one chick tell me one time, man. True story. We was talking. And, you know, I wasn't necessarily lying to her. I wasn't necessarily ready to be 100% committed to her.
Mm-hmm.
But we was getting there. And she going to tell me right off rip. She said, we ain't official until you post it on Facebook.
Oh, damn.
She legit told me that we ain't official until I post it on Facebook. I said, yeah, you know, people taking that serious?
Well, I don't, because I don't even know what my Facebook page say right now.
No, I'm just saying, people do take it as serious, though.
Really?
Yeah, she said, oh, now we ain't official, you ain't put on your Facebook yet. What?
Who cares?
It turned me off on it.
Like, so it really matters that much that you gotta put it on Facebook?
Hey, I don't even require that, man. You can say single on yours. Just post a picture or two with me every now and then. Let people know I'm here.
Yeah.
That's it.
But I don't give a damn about... I truly don't. I guess we're going to say that last topic for next week.
Yeah, that's why, you know, yeah, we are. That's the reason why, you know, our chat just said it's called Facebook Official for a reason.
For real? Yeah,
I heard that. Facebook Official.
Yeah, well, how do you answer this, Jill?
I know you say you probably don't care about it too much. What if are you cool with if she just put in a relationship on there and don't put you in it with her?
I'm happy with that because I'm 9 times out of 10 I'm trying to smash one of her friends anyway. See, look, she don't even claim me.
So you using that as
my advantage.
As your advantage.
Look at me. I ain't married. I ain't got nobody. You don't say it on your Facebook. That's what motherfuckers judge you off. Motherfuckers judge you off a profile picture any motherfucking way.
At the end of the day, I mean, it really don't matter if you put Facebook official or not, because it always goes down in DM anyways.
Yeah, well, you know
what? It goes down in the inbox.
I have never got a woman number out of inbox or nothing like that.
You ain't never got a number out of inbox?
I have never got any type of internet pussy.
But let me tell you, but that's the thing now. It's been that way for a while. You know, you want to walk up to somebody that you barely meet. You don't even got to really speak to them. Some chick and you see them, and then they come up on you, people you might know list.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't add them off there. They add you because they want to see what you got going on your page because everybody fucking knows you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then next thing you know, worst thing Facebook could have ever done is did Facebook calls. Because that's just like having a damn phone number.
It really is, man. You can't call them off.
Hell yeah. There's people who I'm not going to say what I want to say. There's people that use that as their phone, their real phone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. They call me.
They use it as their real phone. I mean, and that's okay. You know what I'm saying?
And
but
my cousin Squirt called the shit out of you. Who is this black African monkey on my screen?
last call for the callers before we get up out of here. Yeah, so you said it don't matter if you're Facebook official or not. You don't
want
to be
I don't care about that.
So what if she asking you to be Facebook official? Do it turn you off?
No.
You don't care either way.
I don't care either way. Because guess what? I'm married. And most bitches like married men anyway.
Who you telling? That's the thing. Married folk get more play than I never seen.
Married people get... Let me tell you. It's to the point... My wife ain't make me wear my ring. I don't wear my ring to work because it's expensive and the type of job I do. But when I tell people I'm married, like them white women on the road, yeah, I'm married. You're married? I just see some fucking glow in their eyes or some shit. Yeah, I'm married.
Well, it's for different reasons. And somebody can call and correct me if I'm wrong. To my knowledge, women don't want somebody that everybody don't want already.
I believe it.
And guys, we want somebody, got somebody, because that's less work we got to do.
Exactly.
I believe that's pretty much how. That's why. I mean, that's what it is. Don't nobody wanna. Like I said, if you gotta be somebody, somebody gotta want you, but somebody else wants you.
Yeah.
With girls, if mm-hmm. you ask me, that's what it is. And guys, we just, hey, that's the other nigga job to take out on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. We don't care.
We trying to be there And I say we because I'm speaking for guys.
Yeah.
We trying to be there for when he messing up.
Yeah.
That's all. It ain't even, people don't even break on no more. It ain't even rebound pussy because they steal what they do.
Yeah.
They just get a break.
Bitches, I mean, that niggas too, for some strange reason, people like married people. Single people like married people more than they like single people. It's something about, I think women get a kick out of, I fucked that married man. I think women get a kick out of that. Men don't care if you're single or married, we'll fuck you anyway. A man right. gonna be a man. But I think single women get a kick out of fucking married men. I think so.
Probably so. All right, GL, you want to wrap this one up?
Yeah, today's show.
Next week, we're going to do bachelorette parties. So whenever y'all our listeners, y'all go ahead and write down y'all experiences at bachelorette parties and bachelor parties, because I never had one. I don't know if you did, GL. If so, I wouldn't invite it.
Well, nah. I'll tell you the story about my – I didn't have nothing, but
– So y'all tell us y'all experiences next week on – the do's and don'ts, and if you get a pass, all that shit.
Yeah.
So we'll tackle that next week. Jill, go on and talk us up out of here.
Look, reach us on Facebook. If you got any type of topic that you want to talk about, or inbox me, my cell phone number. Text y'all keep like, man, I want to hear y'all talk about this, or I want to do this. It's easy. I'm here for you, he here for you, we here for you. 100 Proof Radio signing off.
Escobar season has returned.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time coming. It's life or death for me, man. But you know, there's no turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am, Dylan.